All right, welcome back to the Airwave Podcast. Here we are, episode 81. We're joined by my good friend Kurt. How's it going, Kurt?
I'm doing good, my good friend PK.
My good friend Kurt. How's it going for you, Kurt?
Oh, mate, my good friend, I'm caffeined up. I'm on an empty stomach.
Let's go then. All right,
before, I think the audio is going to be good this time.
Before we start, audio was a bit fucked up last time, but we're good now. Yeah. Before we start, we've had a bit of an absence. There's been no episode the past few weeks because I've been busy, other complications, and last week we filmed an episode. Long story short, the episode was shit, so I didn't release it. But we're here now. And I want to start off quickly by asking, how's your week? Normally we ask, how's your weekend? But we're now recording our podcast on a Thursday, so now it's, how's your week? So how's your week been?
My week has been great. One of the main purposes of coming on, apart from just to have a yarn with my mate, kind of like a boys only kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. My niece. Besides the female behind the camera.
Yeah, Rin's one of the boys.
Rin's one of the boys.
So yeah, no, my knee's cooked. So this week has been out of ring activity, a lot of recovery, including sitting down. So it's been a very, it's a tough life sitting down, you know. Just
relaxing. Especially when you've got an active life wrestling. For those who don't know, if you don't know, Kurt is a wrestler. So he's very, very active, and to have an injury like this can be quite sad, huh?
Oh, dude. If you go from wrestling, you know, 5 days a week, and you think it's the one thing in your life that, you know, drives you forward and you're constantly progressing, it just gets ripped away. Like, damn. But it leads to new pathways.
That's true.
New journeys that arise from a little bit of time when you can go introspective.
That's true. We got heaps to talk about. Heaps. So to get one thing out of the way, we have a segment called Movie of the Week. So let's get that one segment out of the way so we have lots to talk about. So Movie of the Week, right? So essentially what this is me and Cade, we watch a movie every Sunday night. And then when we record the podcast, we review that movie and we spin a wheel on my phone with movies that I own at home. And we watch that on Sunday and we review it the next week. So we recorded an episode last week about a movie review and we didn't upload that episode. So I have to review two movies right now.
Damn.
And then I got to spin the movie, but I'll make it quick. So the first movie we watched is called Guns Akimbo. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
Daniel Radcliffe with guns. That's a New Zealand movie. Did you know that?
It looks cooked.
It's filmed in Queen Street.
Really?
The whole thing's filmed in Auckland.
No way.
And it bombed at the box office.
Ouch.
It bombed, bro. It made like a million worldwide.
Damn, bro. Isn't it just Harry Potter with guns? Like, he can't. Instead of Avada Kedavra, it's just Avada Baba.
He can't escape Harry Potter. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah.
I liked it. The next one we watched is Kung Fu Panda 2. Have you seen the second Kung Fu Panda?
Oh.
In my personal opinion, the best Kung Fu Panda.
Why?
Because it's the, you know, have you seen it?
Of course.
You know Shen, the bird?
Yeah.
Oh, so sick. Have you seen the fourth Kung Fu Panda?
What do you like about him, though? The fact that he, like, slaughtered Po's entire family and made it in...
Hang on, you're making me sound like a villain here. It's interesting. It's depressing and it's interesting. You don't like depressing movies, though, do you? You don't like the Iron Claw?
I watched it another time from a different perspective, and it sent me down a bloody train where I watched like 30 of the Von Erich matches in a row.
Oh, really?
Just absorbed the soul of the Von Erich spirit into my wrestling.
I mean, it would have been even more depressing if they added the other kid, right? Because they cut the other brother out, right?
Oh, yeah. Apparently there was a fifth.
He was at the very end. He died as a kid in the story, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, Matt. Was I with you when we first watched it?
Yeah, in cinemas, remember?
Oh, man. I remember that was, like, the most depressed I've ever felt watching a movie.
It is sad.
I've never wanted
It's very, very sad.
Never wanted to walk out. The only time I've ever wanted to walk out of a movie was when Once Upon a Time went for bloody 3 hours, thinking it was going to be... No, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino, right? Yeah, that shit was long.
I was like, babe... Gotta go to a party, yo. This movie, it's, you think it's ending and then they change the plot and they go into the Charles Manson and whatever, but
yeah, Kung Fu Panda 2 was good.
So what? Oh, okay,
that's right.
Did you watch Iron Claw or is it?
I did. Oh, I haven't yet. So these, you know how I, you know how
just shooting the shit, man.
You know how I own physical media, like Blu-rays and DVDs and that?
Oh yeah.
So these are all of them in the spinning wheel.
Damn.
So now we have to spin it again, and whatever we watch, we have to watch on Sunday.
Are you going to show the cameras that?
It's quite hard to see. That's insane. So all my movies are on the spinner. So whatever I'm going to spin it now, whatever it lands on, we have to watch it.
We?
Well, me and Cade.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But we can invite guests over.
Mate, I ain't doing no homework, son.
But, like, for example, Kung Fu Panda 2 was on the wheel last. So okay. We're going to spin it now. Okay, and it's very glitchy, so it's fun. And the movie on Sunday that we are watching is Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Let's go!
All right, we're gonna watch Wreck-It Ralph 2. That's the one have you seen that?
No.
It's the one where he goes into the Wi-Fi modem.
I hate being a Debbie Downer, bro, but that is like one of the only like 1 out of 10 movies I'll stop watching halfway through.
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
No, Wreck-It Ralph, man.
The first one's good. The arcade one. But this is one where he goes to the internet and he gets bullied online. And he becomes famous within an hour.
Spoiler.
Have you not... Oh, that's right. You walked out of
it. Yo, nah, yeah. I wasn't going to watch it. You know, so did you have those TiVos back in the day? You ever have a TiVo?
TiVo?
Yo, let me know if you remember these. So when I was younger, our family was like... we weren't bougie. We didn't have the Sky where you had all the Cartoon Networks and MTVs, all the cool stuff. So we had like TVNZ2, TVNZ3, and TiVo. So when a movie comes on, you have to pause, record it live at the moment and then stop the recording at the end and you've captured that movie for life.
Oh, right. Okay.
So my childhood with me and my sister is like fishing for movies and one of the golden catches was Wreck-It Ralph.
Bro.
And Harry Potter, hence why I've watched each movie like 30 times.
Kids get it too easy now because whenever I was watching a movie and I had to have a shower, I had to wait for the ads to come on.
Yeah.
These kids have Netflix, bro. These kids don't know how hard it is. They you don't know the struggle that we had growing up.
Your kids are crazy, dog. You worry me. But I'm also worried like 5-6 years down the road in my wrestling because we have all these like computer generation kids that can learn at such a fast rate. Holy. I'm going to have to evolve fast, bro. These kids are going to be coming for the spots.
On wrestling. We got lots to talk about in wrestling. Before we get to that, I got one funny story to tell you.
I bet.
It's about my girlfriend getting drunk.
Oh.
So it's okay to get drunk.
She's awake now.
It's okay to have a drink. So I was chilling with my little brother at home, just chilling. And then I get a call from my girlfriend. I'm not going to say her name. I get a call from my girlfriend. She's asked me to come pick her up. So I'm like, okay, cool. She's clearly drunk. And Is it okay if I say this? She's behind the camera. Is that okay? Okay, so I pick her up. This is how she sees me. Oh, PK! Starts moving all over the place. She's definitely clearly drunk. I put her in the seat. Drive her home. I put her in bed, right? And she's very clearly tired, but she's refusing to sleep. And I'm trying to find every excuse for her to just stop coming out of the bed. Because I'm trying to like clean up and stuff, do a little bit of work on my computer. So I'm telling her, listen.
Go to sleep.
Yep. Go to sleep. I got lots to do. I'll see you in the morning. And she goes, no, please go to sleep. And then I have to just finger off some random things. So I say to her, I'm like, listen, I didn't actually do this, but I'm like, listen, I accidentally dropped a plate. Is glass everywhere, okay? It's broke. It's all over the floor. Do you know what she says? Broke? You won't break up with me?
Oh.
And I'm like pissing myself laughing. Like I can't even explain that's wasn't what I was trying to say. I'm just laughing. Oh, and then Cade in the other side of the house, I just hear him cracking up, pissing himself laughing. Let's hope your mom never hears this.
No.
Let's hope your mom never is this.
Oh my god. But, that's like the type of stuff that like these accidents happen where you like mistake words.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff like back in high school, you know, if you didn't have that maturity that you'd overcome.
Mm.
Some chicks would hold that forever and be like, remember that time you said you broke up with me? You're like, yo, I didn't
To be
say
fair,
that.
English also isn't her first language, so I also do at the same time understand.
Bro's playing the no speak English.
Yeah.
Try and get out of here.
My water. So hot.
All right, so let's talk about some wrestling. Our favorite subject to talk about when you're here. So,
the
video you uploaded very recently about your knee.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I was fucking disappointed. I was looking forward to that 7-hour drive to watch you fight. I actually, can eyebrows, I be honest with you?
Eyebrows, you would not. I can't even win that now.
Swear to God, Bible, I was actually on my phone researching good ways to get there. Bro. Genuinely, and dates. Because I actually have to go up north to film something, but I was trying to work my way around to see if I could go.
There's the whole coast on the way to the west, down to north south, sort of like western North Island.
Yeah.
So beautiful, dog. We went to go the main highway all the way down to Whanganui last time, which was 5.5 hours. Main road blocked, send us on a detour. Next thing we know, we're spending an extra 2.5 hours. We're literally in the car for like 8 hours going along the coast.
With a bunch of wrestlers?
With a bunch of wrestlers. Sweet. And we've got 30 minutes of the show. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to go out there and fight at this point. But beautiful coast, dog. I would totally recommend. It's kind of like after you've done a good 10 minutes of driving, it's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Don't hate me. But if you do hate me as well, you know where to find me in the ring.
When are you next going to fight? Or do you know or not yet?
Dude.
Or do you have like ideas if you're not allowed to say or...
Man, I got to get clarity on this injury, dog.
So is it like a doctor signed you off?
They recommended... because of sprains, the biggest risk to a sprain is not healing 100% from the initial injury. Because, dog, I've been injured so much. I'm not injury prone. But I've had, like, you know, aching knees, back. Like, a lot of folks had a broken toe. Like, it's just stuff you deal with wrestling.
When, do you know when you might fight next or not yet?
Yeah, dude. So, from my social medias, knee's been sprained. Like over New Year's, I actually had a chance to really go after what I wanted in life. So I actually just handed in my resignation from work, thought about it 2 days, boom, instincts done.
What was your work?
Oh, sales tech sales. Chatting shit on the phone all day like this. It's just, we do the seminar.
So officially done, yeah? So officially done with that now.
We'll see where we go, because wrestling, you know, it's going to get expensive, especially when
training,
the international season starts, and like trainings, gear, proper nutrition, health, that stuff gets expensive. But for now, I got a lot of savings, so I can just invest as much of my time.
Okay, good.
But then when you go into the new year, you're like, all right, I can train, I can meditate on my trainings, I can go back. And then within like the first time being in the ring, you get your bloody knee smashed in. What happened is I got clotheslined over the top rope.
Is this training or training? Okay.
My dumb ass didn't wear knee pads. Went over the top rope, bang, hit my knee on the apron of the ring.
Is it filmed? No. Damn.
But I will say something. Fear is the killer of dreams, mate. When I get back into training, and hopefully I get signed off by the physio soon, they'll let me know when it's good enough. The first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go in that ring and be like, you over here, smack me, bro. You smack me, send me over the rope. I'm gonna take that one bar. I'm not gonna do anything in the ring. I'm not gonna touch. I'm not gonna do any wrestling, any shooting, you know, I'm not taking any bumps until I've taken that one back over the clothesline. It'd be good.
Who are you?
Back
who,
on the mission.
Who were you going to fight?
It's going to fight the Cuz.
The Cuz, right? So
he's
who?
The powerhouse of the West.
Who's fighting him now?
Ooh.
Can you say that or no?
No, I could say that. Okay. So Sonny, who I consider a brother of mine, we sort of grew from the same crop of wrestlers. We came from the same schools. We've wrestled at similar promotions, and our careers so far have been quite intertwined.
So I was going to say, was there real bad blood when you guys were fighting, though?
Oh, the New Japan one?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. So at the New Japan show between Sonny and I. So first of all,
yeah,
they put us in the tag at IPW that you saw.
Yeah. You guys won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clocked them, bro.
I thought you two were like best mates. And then I see you're fighting him. I'm like, did something happen? Bad blood? Someone said something the other person didn't?
Dude, this is where the game kicks in, man. If you have two up and coming talents who could damn near take off like anybody's head on the roster, so a lot of the promoters be like, all right, well, let's put him and him against each other and take off each other's head, rather than, you know, murdering their best guys, because we can. So then Sonny and I, we go to the New Japan Tamashi show, and we square off. I just do my thing, bro. Like, I'm just there to fight I've got goals, which we could talk about. Obviously, it'd be a bit dumb if I didn't. And then Sonny comes out, and the crowd loves him.
Yeah, I can't lie. The crowd was really against you. I was there.
Oh, dude.
I felt a bit, yeah.
They put up the Sonny and the Tongan flag, and he just had the boom, the biggest bass in his song. The bass rumbled the music. I'm like, yo, I got a car revving in my entrance song. I've been set up. Like, I have come here to be set up.
You walked out first or second?
First.
Because second is like the A side, if I'm correct, at least in boxing. They walk out last. Is that the same with wrestling?
I don't even know, bro. I just show up and fight. Yeah.
Obviously the crowd was really against you. I cheered for you really loudly. And then there were like these, I swear to God, these two girls who are really for Sonny. I go, yeah, let's go, Kurt. These two girls look at me. Don't say anything. They just look at me in disgust.
Devil.
Yeah.
That's the thing, dog. Like, some of my other mates who wanted to come out to a wrestling show as well, they didn't even really know what wrestling was. You'd never catch them watching pro wrestling ever. They probably saw the, you know, the indie show clips and whatever, and they came to the show, they're like, oh, it's going to be crap. Mm-hmm. And they get to the show, and then they're, you know, they're drinking the Farley Carver, they're having a good time, they're watching the show.
Well, the shows are good.
And they said that they wanted to cheer me on. They're like, ooh, let's go, Kurt. Let's go, Kurt. And the kids in front of them, the kids who love Sonny in that event, look at them like, you are the worst, most despicable human being. They said they've never felt hate, and it was from a bloody 9-year-old. So I guess they didn't like me in the building.
Yeah, you weren't, as sad as it sounds, you weren't the favorite.
They were cheering me, and then they saw Sonny, and they're like, nah. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
But then, dude, honestly, I'm literally there to fight. And I told Sonny, I'm like, dude, I know how good you are. You know how good I am. You're going to give it. If you don't give me your all and I don't find some sort of fight coming out of you that is so determined to take me on, like, there's no point in even going out there and fighting. Like, there's no point in doing this show. And he damn well bought it.
Yeah.
But what I found is the crowd loved him so much, where this show that anybody can watch, I ain't going to sit around and let the crowd bully me, y'all. Am I going to sit in the corner and just, cheer me? I don't give a damn, bro.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I made fun of them. Let's call Kurt.
Yeah, I heard you talking.
Take my photo then. This is your boy dropping on. I like that. Make that kid cry.
I think from the three shows that I've watched, I think the last one with Sonny is the one where you're the most vocal to the crowd, I would say. Do you think you're getting more confident with the crowd each time, would you say?
I think, honestly...
Because I would say really ballsy to make fun of that crowd.
Oh, dude.
Really ballsy.
When I went out and saw some people afterwards, I was like, oh. At least I can fight. Which I would never fight outside of the ring. I'm a very civilized guy. Very nice guy. Nice guy. But, yeah, dude. I don't know. I kind of made fun of a lot of them and it got quite heated at the end. But, Sonny, you got the best of me, bro. So when I knew... And I knew deep down, like, look, man. I'm pretty confident, you know, with my ego and, like, I've got a lot of self-confidence, so I'm okay that you got the dub there, Sonny. You deserve it. You have worked harder. You have been in the game for a year and a half longer than me, although my game has been in other areas as well. I've been in this game for years, bro. People don't even realize it's only building momentum now. But I couldn't just, you know, to take a loss, I couldn't be prouder of you, and that's why I chose you, and I wanted to call that favor, so... You better smash the cuz, bro. And this is a match that I really wanted because the cuz is not an easy guy. But you got it.
Right. That's respect. Respect to the other. Respect to the other guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sonny. I'm watching.
So go one question. Oh, so yeah. When am I coming in the ring? Can I come in the ring? Yeah. Ever since I watched you first fight, I've wanted to come in the ring in any shape or form. As I want to get in there, even if I get thrown out and land on a table, I don't care.
Dude, you're...
Like, obviously, I would try to win, but if someone picks me up and throws me on a table, I'm fine.
Bro, Did you see the clip with Speed?
Yeah.
They're going to do that to you. These guys, man. If you get in there with like Hanare or Pat or like Jamie or James Shaw, bro.
I can take Hanare.
What happens to Speed is light work. Kiwis hit that. People don't realize that if they started putting more Kiwis overseas, you'll see the All Blacks. We're like the toughest warriors on the bloody planet, bro.
I can do it, bro. I can do
it. But I'm telling you, man. You're on my team. We've been on this journey. Our journeys are intertwined. You know, you have your sort of, you know, your niche, the type of content you do. My niche, my content, my audience. It's what I do, but we always intertwine. You're on my team, bro. I want you out there with me at one point.
100%.
I know exactly what it's going to do, where it's going to bring the value as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're coming out with me. There with me, bro. Nobody's touching you. If somebody touches you, I'm putting them through the table, bro. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be putting yourself down. We'd be putting others down through the table.
Yeah. See, one day I'm going to be in the ring. This year.
Like to use wills because I don't like to go against my word, but I'm going to do damn near a lot in my power.
Oh, yeah, let's go. So at 95%, sure. Gonna be in the ring this year. Watch me.
It's a pretty high probability, but
I want to quickly look at that clip of Speed. Pretty deadly.
Oh man, let me show you the aftermath. You find the original one. The aftermath is worse.
Let's I really want to get in the ring, so I want to invite my mom and my girlfriend to just watch me win. And then if I get thrown out to a table, if I get beaten, I want them to see me get beaten. I just want to step in there. I think it'd be hilarious.
Do you want to see this?
You want to see that?
When we show your girl the clip of Speed.
Oh yeah, let me show you something.
Hopefully she doesn't have to like change diapers for a week afterwards or a month afterwards.
Well, we gonna be good if it loads, if it's gonna load. Here we go. So have a look at this.
Damn, Logan like literally doesn't...
Don't know if Gamma can see it. That's Speed.
Oh. You don't see that.
She's met him.
What?
Oh.
There's not... Bro, there's nothing fake about that.
That's real, bro.
Sucks.
when Speed came to New Zealand, she was outside her school. So she runs out and took a very clear picture of him. Very clear.
You should do a video telling Speed you hope he's okay, love from New Zealand.
What's your dream match? Like,
Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's your dream match? I'm talking like America, you know what I mean? Like WWE.
Oh, dude.
How about the, you know?
It's impossible.
This is his last year, right? Yeah, he's retiring.
Yeah, he's got his last year. He did his last rumble. Props Jey Uso, man. I called it in the... When he first did the Bloodline, I'm like, that guy has soul and he has heart. And when he... So, like, in the world of WWE, I'm not sure if you watch Raw, but his whole story was like, he was always a tag guy and he had his brother to sort of lean on and work with.
Mm-hmm.
And he always wanted to go to the singles route, but there was always self-doubt. And then I truly, truly love Jey Uso for this because he finally has that point where you're not like, I want to be this main guy. I think he finally realizes that he does have the substance to be the main guy. And I'm like stoked. Talking about a guy who's for 1,000 levels above me. Go Jey Uso. Let's go. Happy. I was rooting for you.
Oh, that's fire.
Dream match. Yeah, that was a tangent.
Roman Reigns. You can say anybody.
Ah, man.
I've got one for you that's in my mind that I want to see.
I would love to fight Jacob Fatu, Samoan Werewolf. He's the cousin of Roman Reigns.
Okay.
He's just bulky, bro. He's so athletic. I was going to say. Jacob Fatu would be.
I was going to say Logan. Logan in like 5 years time, and then he like when Logan's not a rookie, he's not, is he, would you, cause he's not a rookie anymore, right? When he gets into his career where he's definitely not a rookie,
you argue that he's a rookie in the ring, but that guy's got
experience.
Dude's been in the game since the age of like 10.
Yeah.
8. Like, you've seen his early clips, obviously. Yeah. You could argue that he's the biggest veteran in the ring. Like, him and Dominic Mysterio might be the two biggest veterans in the wrestling industry.
Mm. Did you see his match?
He's hated for that.
Did you see his boxing match with Dylan Dennis?
Bro got mopped.
It was so funny. And then when Dylan just said fuck it and started doing MMA in the boxing ring, dude. 20 security guards come in, and then Jake Paul's like,
yo.
Oh, so funny. He's fighting Dylan Dennis fighting KSI now.
Bro's got the, man, Logan's got the dog in him. That guy is like, when he gets serious, dude.
Content-wise, too. Scary. Content-wise, too. Have you watched, he's got vlogs now. I've been watching them.
Oh, mate, his vlogs are like. Yeah, all right, next topic.
Oh. Should we move away?
Logan up too much one day, because I know one day when I go to fight him, he's going to pull all this shit up on me. But remember you were like, something off all this shit on the podcast? Nah.
That's true. 5 years' time.
You're an inspiration, but like.
Anything else you want
to. Too much to work with.
Anything else you want to talk about wrestling, or should we move on to a new subject?
I did want to talk about, because you mentioned movies.
Mm hmm.
Just something that absolutely blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had the knee injury, one of the main things that hit me,
mm-hmm,
was this idea of just the fragility of life. Having, when you finally come to accept like a destiny of being like a great, one of the greats in professional wrestling, mm-hmm, and you have it ripped away from you. And I had to take a lot of time to go introspective. I came across a movie. It just sort of found me, like, I just kept getting like signs from social media, and I remember seeing it on Netflix and it went away. I'm like, why is this movie's like glowing at me? I have no idea what it was called. Hopefully it's not a cliche name or anything, but The Awakening with Robert De Niro and Robbie Williams, Robin Williams, rest his soul, dude. He has my heart, bro.
What's it called? The Awakening. Heart
wrencher, that guy. I've never met somebody who's just, a lot of the time he's quite like nonchalant, like he's not doing anything over the top. It just kills me.
What's with it, with The Awakening?
So it's called The Awakening.
2011.
Yeah. So where it gets freaky is, have you ever heard of the more modern term sleepy sickness?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so this film back in 1899, not in the medical industry.
1899?
That's where it was based. It was, okay. It was 1990 is when the film came out.
I was going to say.
Yeah. But, yeah, so the idea of this film, it's based on a true story,
mm-hmm,
a sleepy sickness epidemic,
mm-hmm,
that went around the world. And so a kid, maybe like 11 or so, I believe, a normal kid, normal life, had, you know, great friends, he was good in school, he could write well, and then all of a sudden the sleepy sickness, it's some sort of bug that goes in and eats the brain, and, mm-hmm, just takes certain wires out where the whole body just paralyzes.
Bed bugs. No? Bed bugs?
Yo, this is a serious story, bro. Bed bugs. Yeah, so pretty much the whole body just goes into like paralysis. But here's the catch.
Mm-hmm.
The main guy, Leonard, who's a real person,
mm-hmm,
for about 40 years of his life, he was actively conscious in his body. Like, he could experience this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He could barely move his eyes, like not really move his eyes at all. Couldn't speak, couldn't talk. Nothing, just trapped in your body.
Oh, fuck that, bro. That's like one of my worst fears, bro. It's one of my worst fears.
Man, I was buzzing, bro. Like, my body, I was like, oh, man, I was crying like a baby.
That's one of my worst fears, bro. Imagine that. Whole body shuts down. You can't do nothing. You'd be screaming for help. No one would know. That's fire. That's fucked.
Fire.
No, sorry, I meant to say fucked. I meant to say fucked.
I think I might have to put you to a table.
Yeah, as long as it's on camera and I'm in a ring.
And then, so what happens is this doctor, he finds a drug that can unlock, rewires the brain in a way that brings Leonard's body back to its physicality. He can move again. And they're not sure if he's alive and they're not sure if he's dead. And a lot of the doctors just assume that he's brain rotted like a zombie. And he just comes back to life at the age of 50. Fully mentally there. He's understand and learnt from the world around him. But in a way he interprets from never being able to interact with it apart from people like interacting with him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
And what this mate... this is nowhere near in comparison, bro, but just the amount of joy that Robert De Niro showed and an appreciation just for having his body and life. And his character even went on to say things like, look at the news, look at all the shit that they're spreading. Look at all the inner conflict. Look at people arguing over different, you know, political ideas that they use in debates where... with simple thinking, you can easily just see one side of the equation, man. And everyone's getting caught up in this and they're not appreciating what's in front of them. I'm like, man.
Those movies that make you think, eh?
Oh, dude. When my knees healed up, bro, I am grateful as...
Yeah, it's not till those accidents where, like, you really feel, like, grateful for that shit, eh?
Dude. I feel like this knee injury happened for a reason. It allowed me to go into my mind, not only this, different areas. That's a podcast for another day. It gets pretty
deep,
pretty spiritual
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But yeah, man, like when I'm back in the ring, holy.
It's going to be good.
It's to be able to even do this is a blessing. Shit can be scary as hell when you're learning a new skill and you don't understand. You look at it from the outside. It's like me trying to create content and I've never done it before. You get there for the day. And you got cameras and crew and you organize this and you're trying to cut and comedic timing here and lighting here and organize, like you don't see these dots yet. And I understand how incredibly tough it is, but it's the journey that makes it tough when you're learning wrestling and you don't know shit and you're just getting beat up every day. Or you're, you know, when I was in sales, just getting like hung up on every day from cold calls. That's the beauty of it. It's that struggle. So you're in the body and you don't have struggle.
Mm.
That kills, bro. That's sad.
What's the film called again?
Awakening. Yeah. It was quite sad because the drug wore off him. And then there was, I believe, 500,000 people that died from this disease as well. But when it wore off, he went back into his paralysis. Mm. You're like, damn. So they woke him up to give him a taste.
And took it away from him.
Took it away from him. Touch wood. My journey's not interlocked.
Touch wood.
Hypochondria, bro. Awareness of it, but no. Don't think about it too much or put it in your own timeline. You'll be safe.
Touch wood.
I got really deep.
No, that's good. I got a little, to line up the mood.
Yeah.
I got something that I was going to save. I wasn't too sure if we had time, but it's a little funny segment that I got off the Fairburn Films podcast, Jackson and Lachlan. I don't know if you know them. My favorite content creators in Australia.
Yeah.
Huge, they inspire a lot of funny comedic scenes that I make and skits, but they've got this one segment where they've got like a web of lies. So it's basically where someone goes on about a lie constantly and we have to give a solution to see how it can be fixed. So I'm going to start getting web of lies from people and from the public, but because this is the first one, I found one online. So I've got it written down. I'm going to read it to you, okay?
A lie.
So this is a very big lie that someone's told and we need together, they're not going to hear it because it's on Reddit, they're not going to know about this, but us together need to think of a way to fix the life, okay? To help fix the lie.
To make it sound real?
To help them, so like they've got a big web of lie. When I explain the lie, you'll understand. We have to try to find a way to help them, essentially. So it goes like this. So I met a girl, so this is me, some guy in America. I met a girl on Tinder, right? And she's Chinese, and her name on Tinder was a Chinese name, right?
Yeah.
So they decided to meet up, and they had a good time, had a really, really, really good time. And the guy, when they finished the date, they said goodbye, gave a hug, and they left. And the guy forgot to ask how to pronounce her name because he didn't know. And then they met up the second time and he was going to ask like, oh, by the way, how do you pronounce your name? Right? Because it was on Tinder, how it's got like the person's name. It was in Chinese. So he didn't understand it because he's English.
Yeah.
Second time they went on a date, he forgot to ask again. The third time in on a date, he forgot to ask again. But the fourth time, he actually remembered, right? But he fought four dates in. I don't know your name. It'll be too awkward for me to ask. So he didn't ask. She's got Instagram and Facebook, but it's a Chinese name. And all three accounts, Tinder, Instagram, Facebook, they're just three different names. So he doesn't know if they're maybe like nicknamed or something. So they've been seeing each other for 9 months, going on little dates, getting closer and closer. 9 months in, he still doesn't know her name.
Oh my God, this guy.
And then it gets to the point where they start wanting to go out. And so he asks her, would you like to be my girlfriend? She says, yes. He still doesn't know her name. So now it's at this point, they've been dating for a year and a half. He doesn't know what the fuck her name is.
Yeah, dude.
Does That's he power. come forth and be like, listen, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't know what the fuck your name is. Could you tell me? Or does he just keep playing it off and just hope that one day she mentions her name or something? So how do we fix that? How do we fix that?
Am I just going to be blunt and say something completely logical?
Like, if you say, put this in your position. If you were the guy, year and a half, you guys are finally dating after 9 months. So you're now dating for how many months is that? Like 8 months or something, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to be say to her, I don't know your name. Respectfully, what is your name? I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Or are you just going to keep going on with the lie? What are you going to do?
Let's pretend I have really low EQ and do get into that situation.
Yep, so you've known her for a year and a half and you've been dating her for like eight or 9 months.
Oh, man.
You don't know her name. Do you come front with her and be like, listen, what's your name? What are you doing?
What does he call her? Honestly, but...
They haven't introduced each other to their parents. So the moment where he introduces her to her mum, does he go, hey, mum, this is my girlfriend?
No, this is what you do. So you're like, you just say, hey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but meeting my parents, that's a big step. I think I really like you. And I think it would be, I have a friend. He's a big part of my life, etc. He's going to be in my circle. I think it would be cool if we go out for like a beer or just like go have a little night out, go do some temp and bowling. And you go, bro, I'm stupid as hell. I'm so stupid. And you say, you tell him the story and he's just going to laugh his ass off like we did. And then you say to your mate, you're like, hey, when you go up to the girl, can you say, hey, Kurt, nice to meet you. Shake your hand. And she'll say her name back. And if it's like super like complex Chinese, insert like a Chinese name from The Rock Johnson. I'll send you the clip if you want to add it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If it's super complex, bro, just voice record it. Listen it back.
Bang. Okay, that's one way. So that's your way.
Oh no,
here's my way. Here's what I'm doing, right? So I'm gonna introduce. So me and her drive up to my mom's house, and we get out of the car, and I'm gonna say to her, "Hey, my mom's really friendly. Just go up there and introduce yourself. I'm just gonna go grab some bags, okay?" And then she walks up there, and I'm gonna sneakily go behind her, just hide behind a bush or something. She knocks on the door. My mom opens it up. Hi, how are you? And then the girl says her name, and I'm there like, oh, so that's so that's the name.
But you're gonna tell your mom that you're a dickhead of a person? What is your mom gonna think?
Do you reckon the mom's asked the son what's her name? Do you reckon he's probably been like. Oh, you'll find out when you meet her.
Oh, yeah. They'll be like, what's her name? Does she have Facebook? You know how the Facebook mums get. Oh, man. I want to watch this movie. Maybe you should make a skit about it. It's quite funny.
That is kind of funny. No one take that from me. I'm going to make that skit, okay? I'm going to make that skit. Bro, that's actually really good. Imagine that, though. A year and a half and you don't know what the fuck her name is.
This guy's full of it.
That's like
I don't believe him for a second. There's no way. There's no way, dog. Except, oh man, I've done like wrestling classes or like acting classes or groups or something. And you know, you're doing your if you run an acting class, can you please just make, or like some sort of group shop, anything. You could be doing bloody vocal training or how to code.
Mm.
Can you just do a name tag at least, right, for the first week?
Now it's time for me to confess.
This is a pet peeve of mine. when they do classes and you don't get to introduce and get warm with people, they just go straight
into just straight to it, right?
Shit. And you're like, I don't know a thing about you, but I'm going to open up my heart and show you my soul.
Yeah, you need to give time to get to know each other. Like our Starbucks date when I first met each other. Remember that?
Yeah, Starbucks date.
But it's time for me to confess. Oh, that story wasn't from Reddit. That's my cousin's mate. So it's a real story.
I know.
In Australia.
Hey, bro, I'm sorry, but if you want to steal this as well, you know where to find me in the ring. Nah. Wait, which cousin was it?
Well, he's not really a cousin, he's more of a mate, but I said I wouldn't give his name. You won't know who he is. He's never been to New Zealand, I don't think. Oh, okay. Oh no, he has, but years ago.
No.
You won't know, trust me, you won't know. Say your name, say it out loud.
Cypress?
Sorry, no, he's not. It's not him.
Oh, no. He's a bro. He's a bro. Cypress. He's a good lad. He came to the show, eh?
Which show?
The Tamashi one, the one where you were a little bit...
No, that was Cade.
Oh, did Cade go to that one?
Yeah, it was Cade.
Oh, I totally thought you went with Cy.
No. Me, Cade, and my girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've reached like 43, 45 minutes. Is there anything... We've still got another 8 minutes left in the studio. Is there anything you wanted to add or talk about? We can keep going if you want.
I want to ask you, bro. You're being...
Oh, go.
Can you... So... are you allowed to talk about this? Because I was such a... When I was younger, man, Shortland Street was... Oh, dude. The love stories, yeah. The heart wrenches, the psychopaths, people bombing places, the drama. I wanted to ask you, like, how was that experience? Did you get to meet any of, you know, the old school actors?
And yeah.
You said they're kind of reinventing the show?
Yeah. I probably shouldn't spoil what happens in the show because it hasn't actually released yet. It comes out on Monday. So I went to the Shortland Street premiere, watched the first, thanks to my mate O'Shea Murphy, who brought me along to the premiere. Shout out him.
Shout out
O'Shea. We watched the first 3 episodes for 2025.
I met O'Shea on a extra set.
Did you? Was that lying? One of us is lying?
Yeah.
Hey, I think we talked about that, actually.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
I was like, I sort of met him. I think had a couple chats or something, and then I opened TikTok, and I'm like, oh, yo, no way, that's O'Shea. Bro's actually popping.
He's funny. Bro, he's so fucking funny, bro.
Dude, he's so funny. He reminds me of, like, my dad's best mate, Brian, who's just such a classic Kiwi. But he's got classic Kiwi humor nailed, like, yeah, in his soul. That's what O'Shea reminds me of. So
there are some of his, like, Kiwi humor that, like, it's just so relatable. I think it's so funny because it's relatable. But yeah, Shortland Street
pops as well.
Yeah, it's very Kiwi. But it's now started streaming in the UK. Although I think it started streaming in the UK a year or two ago. It actually streams a week earlier than New Zealand. So if New Zealanders wanted some spoilers, they can just search it up on the UK, damn. I guess. But now the show was good. Went to the premiere. Really
getting it rough, eh?
Met a few of the celebrities on there. I got to meet one girl who just started on Shortland Street. Her very first episode that she starred in was the episodes that we watched, so brand new character. They called it Shortland Street New Blood because they're trying to really change it up a bit. You can tell quality-wise, so much better. So much better. I honestly, I didn't think I'd be invested. I was actually invested within 3 episodes because there's so much real drama going on in the episodes. It's so, like, it gets me hooked. And we got to meet some of the new actors. I saw, you know, the guy Chris?
Chris Warner?
Yeah, he's been in it for time. I didn't get to meet him. I saw him. I walked past him and I was like, that's the guy that says, you know, is this your penis? Do you remember that?
No, but it's
so the most viral Shortland Street clip of all time is when Chris Warner, must have been a few years ago, there's a clip of him saying to his son on the show where his son takes a picture of his penis and he comes up to him, tell me, is this not your penis? Like, that's the most viral clip on Shortland Street. So I got to meet him. Oh, nice. I didn't meet him, but I saw him. Lots of good chats. Dude, there, people.
Totally try recreate that.
Wynn did mention that he wanted to, because it's a no brainer. Oh, it's such a good clip. But he Wynn's respectful. He didn't want to do that to him on the premiere night, obviously. Yeah, it was a good night. Good show. I want to say I'd still like to watch the show every now and then, and I probably will try. But it's like, I think back in the last year. I could be wrong about this. They were showing it 5 days a week. Like it was five nights a week on weekdays.
It was like half.
Now they're cutting it down to, I think, just three nights a week.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they're trying to put in more quality rather than quantity. And someone said it looks like Grey's Anatomy, and they're right. It really does now, the new season.
To add a bit of duality, though, if they're moving, it's really interesting to see why they'd move towards a more modern show.
Mm.
But the whole initial... And obviously stats speak for themselves, like numbers speak for themselves. You make certain content, it does well. You probably want to ramp that more.
Yeah. They did stuff, say in the premiere that because they're obviously it's been really tough for TVNZ with COVID, budget cuts, because everyone's going to like streaming services. So I think there was a time.
I couldn't even imagine.
That'd be so cool. Yeah, so many people got laid off. I wouldn't be surprised if behind the scenes, Shorten Street almost got cancelled, but they pushed through. And they're all proud of that hard work.
No, good on them, man. My favorite quote in professional wrestling, I'll bring it back to that.
Yeah.
Is Triple H's evolve or perish. And good on you, Shortland Street. You've evolved.
I was watching some of Triple H's matches the other night, actually.
With hair or no hair?
With hair. Long dude. Fucking hair. Oh, man. Long hair.
He's a beast. Oh, what I want to say about Shortland Street is, you know why they call it soap operas?
Why?
So, with the original Shortland Street, it was fast paced. They put it on, I believe, roughly 7 o'clock, because it was like you get home. That's sort of the time that the mums back in, in middle class Matrix was pushed a lot more.
Mm.
And then the mums would have the kids getting ready for bed, doing homework, and they'd be in the kitchen. And Shortland Street wasn't designed to be one of the shows that would really hook you in, although, man,
it
would hook. If you get Shortland Street's like a drug, bro. If you get hooked on it, you hooked. But yeah, so they'd pretty much have Shortland Street was designed to be in the background while the mums would use all the soap on the dishes, and it's easy to follow. And this, and
you can start with one episode in between a show and you just get it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and it's one of those shows as well. Is I heard a little inside, I don't know if people will be too happy about me telling you this, but a little inside tactic is because it was originally designed as a soap opera for the mums to soap the dishes, the noise would specifically ramp up when it's an important idea, and it would capture the attention with the sound, the mums.
Really?
And it would draw them in, and then it would pop an ad on them. It would give them a dopamine rush, pop an ad on them.
Or end of an episode, and it makes you want to watch the next.
Yeah. And then that way, like, you can follow the story without having to really watch it in detail. But yeah, so if it's moving away from that.
It was good. Really quick fun fact.
Someone from the podcast on.
We could. We got connections. Real quick, do you know Home and Away?
Oh,
the Australian Shortland Street, essentially.
Yeah.
I didn't miss an episode for 5 years throughout high school, bro. So good.
That was dedication,
bro. We're at 50 minutes, which, funny thing, it's one of our longest episodes we've ever done.
Let's go.
We'll wrap it up.
If you're
anything
still here, what are you doing with your life?
Is there anything you wanted to say to the camera, to the audience?
Listen to your, look at your childhood, listen to the compass within your blah, blah, blah motivation. What I'm saying, PK, is I have one major, major goal that I need to hit this year.
Yeah.
So there's an event coming up for Aotearoa Wrestling. It is a Matariki Rumble, which is the biggest event in New Zealand that they do for wrestling, and they pull over, we're estimating easily over 1,000 people. The best in the country. This is the Royal Rumble. This is the one where Speed drop the guys out.
Yeah.
I'm doing this as an open call, just an opportunity to put myself out there. When I get back from this injury, I know the world that's in front of me. I know it can be taken away, and I know that I can put the work in to beat anybody in this country. So I believe Hinari, who runs the show, put me on your watch. My goal is to enter the Royal Rumble and win it and be the youngest Aotearoa champion that this country has ever seen. A new generation of wrestlers. I just want to put that out there. Fast forward 6 months.
I would also like to be in the Rumble. I want to beat some people. I'm not as motivational as what you just said. I too want to enter in the Rumble.
PK, what I'm saying, bro, is let's do business and we'll sort. We'll see what we can do.
Am I going to be in the ring?
As long as you can bring value to the industry.
Look at this handshake. I'm going to be in the wrestling ring this year, and you can't tell me anything else about it.
I just made the biggest mistake in my career.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
Oh, man!
Thank you for approving my spot to be in a ring. I'm going to be the number one wrestler in New Zealand. I want to be the youngest wrestling champion. I'm a one and done. I'm a one and done wrestler. This is not... Unlike you, who you want to do this full time, I'm not doing this full time. Dude, I'm a one and done.
If you wanted to do it, bro, it's yours. You just have to choose that you want it. The pathway will reveal itself.
Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for watching. Peace.